go golfing with him next week, probably. Oh, wait. Got to get a tee time, though.
Oh, sure. We ruined the surprise there. There's a pitch upstairs for a ball.
I don't know how the set.
1-1 to count? Or maybe you can just take him wiffle ball into the backyard, right?
Yeah, it's always fun.
Runners lead at 1-2. The pitch, swing, and a miss. And it's two strikes on the batter. One ball and two strikes. Father's Day next week, and there's a full lineup of games as well. Talent baseball. 1-2, the pitch outside for a ball. Maybe take dear old dad to a game.
Oh, maybe.
Buy him a hot dog, you know?
Yeah.
Only the best.
Yeah, hometown games, they're very underrated.
2-2. Morris checks second. The deal is just a bit high. Full count now on the batter. Ashton leading it 14-0. We're in the top of the seventh. Lane will be down to its final at bat, having to score at least five to keep it going. There's one foul back. Got a piece of it. Would have been strike three, but it was just a little bit over the catcher's mitt. Back to the screen. Count still full on Brooks. Runners lead at first and second. Time was called. And now time back in. Morris ready to work. Here's the pitch. Changeup bounced toward the middle and in there. That ball had eyes. They're going to wave the runner from second all the way home. Throw coming on. Runner is hold at first and second. And Kelcher with an RBI single. Plain has done that all day. It's just like, or I should say, Ashton's done that all day against the Plain A's. It's like the ball just knows where to go.
Yeah, that's just basically what we've been doing. Plain hasn't really adjusted ever since then. They keep playing deep, even though Ashton keeps getting these loop singles, which I get why they are, because they don't want, because once you come in, maybe they might just start going out of the fence again. But I'm surprised that Blaine has not came in yet.
Here's the pitch. That one is called strike. Younger is the batter, and Hughes on at second. Kelcher at first. Run across in the inning. The pitch, strike call. Here in the seventh. Younger is the seventh batter up here in the seventh inning. Logan Morris ready. The pitch bounced toward the middle and knocked down by the pitcher, and there'll be no play. Everybody is safe. So Morris got a glove on it. That's a case where reactionary, had he let it go, they might have had a play up the middle there at second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the reaction time is very difficult for a pitcher. The Ashton pitcher, very well. Reflexes there. But, yeah, that's a tough play to make.
Chris Miller, the batter. The pitch bounced back to the pitcher. Now Morris goes home with it. Back to first, and it is in time for a double play, and that will end it out here in the inning. A 1-2-3.
1-2-3 double play.
There you go. Don't see those very often, but here we do.
First time I saw that.
One run in the inning and a total of four base hits. No errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Plain now trails 15-0 to visiting Ashton. That's seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Bouncing ball to shortstop, Keegan Fleshman with a spin around throws out the runner at first base. That was a tremendous play, wasn't it?
First of all, and second of all, yeah, just a great play there. A little backhand. Yeah, that would make sports better if it was. It's basically a backhand. He basically slid backhand, got up, throw it. That's like a Nolan Arenado type play, except he's like short.
Home talent highlight reel right there. Griffin Sprecher, the batter. Griffin pops one, third base side, third baseman going over, and he can't quite get it right along the fence. So a couple of strikes now on Griffin. Next batter up, bladed for Blaine. Looks like DJ Stoltz called back. It'll be Heiser, I believe. And we'll check that. A couple of strikes on Sprecher. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Call, two up, two down here in the seventh. So for Hughes, since coming on, he's been pretty tough. That's the third strikeout.
Yeah, he's got a good curveball. His fastball is on point, especially that last at bat of the last inning. I was expecting curveball down. He just hits it with a fast heater right down the middle.
Here's the pitch to the batter. It's down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. They've got this listed as Quincy Blakely, but I don't think this is Quincy. Here's the pitch. This one popped down the first base side, and it is out of play. One ball and one strike. Does Sherrick do next? Batter back in. And two up, two down in the seventh inning. Ashton leading 15-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a strike. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. This might be Robinson. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Kind of a mix-up at the beginning to kind of give us a different lineup. Players kind of switching gears. There was a couple of guys missing and new numbers. Swinging strike, and that'll do it here in the ball game as Ashton finishes strong and Hughes comes out in relief and retires the side in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Today's final in seven innings, Ashton over Plain, 15-0. We'll be back to wrap it up with a post-game show next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Well, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land, too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint,
986-4300. Welcome back to Plain here as our postgame show continues on WRCO. Ashton gets the win, 15-0, the final score. And leading the way today, right away in the second inning, a big two-run home run by Keegan Fleshman. He's 2-for-3 with 2 RBI, 3-for-4 for Robbie Erickson with 3 scored, and 2-for-5. For Carson Pacell today, and Ashton getting the win with a good pitching effort today. Ben Collier, 5 innings, 3 strikeouts, gives him 5 hits, no walks. And also coming on, Traydon Hughes, 4 strikeouts, gives up a hit, and gave up a walk in 2 innings of relief. On the other side for Plain, they used 4 pitchers. Danny Yonke started the game. He went 2 innings, struck out 2, gave up 8 hits. And then Keegan Heiser, 3 1/3, walks 5, 3 hits, and struck out 1. T.J. Stoltz worked a part of an inning, walked 1, struck out 1 as well in his work. And Logan Morris came on and worked the final inning, gave up a total of 4 hits in the relief appearance here today. 15-0 the final score, as 3-2 now are the A's of Ashton, 0-3 for Plain in the loss today. Plain at the plate is led by Will Jewell, 2-for-3. Zach Cady has a couple of hits and walked once. And Griffin Sprecher, 1-for-3. Peyton Kasherick was 1-for-2. Michael, a tough one for Plain here today, their third game in as many nights, and struggled a little bit from the get-go, didn't they?
Yeah, it was just a struggle all around for Plain. Give credit to Ashton. Ashton went out, and basically they just hit the ball today. They hit the ball really well. They forced Plain to make plays, and unfortunately, Plain made a lot of errors today. And Ashton found open gaps as well, forced a big homer there sometime in the second inning. And Ashton just right out of the gate, just got to work, got to business, and eventually got out here early with a 5-0 shutout win.
Got it done, absolutely. And the key, and you talked about it during the game, is putting the ball in play, and that's what they did.
Putting the ball in play, indeed. Whether home run, basically just loop, or basically just grounders, or basically just pop flies that Plain had struggled in fielding. Plain really struggled with fielding today. They had committed a lot of errors, but Ashton, give them credit. They hit a home run, and basically when Plain kept playing deep, when Ashton was taking the balls really deep in the first 2 innings, Ashton just started getting regular base hits, just dropping right in front of them.
Yeah, I'm counting up the amount of errors now that you mentioned, and I've got 5 unofficially for Plain on the day. And again, I'm not the official score, but fairly close, I would say. On the other side, I have just 1 for Ashton.
Yeah, Ashton just made less mistakes, and Ashton just knew what they needed to do. And they, defensively, they were really well, especially that one highlight play in that 7th. And Ashton just made plays. Ashton made plays when Plain did not. Ashton hit the ball in faces when Plain did not. Ashton just dominated the game in all facets.
We'll be seeing you in a little bit. I know you're getting ready for Whitewater in the fall. You'll be doing some things about that, but you're also going to be back helping us here real soon.
Oh yeah, for sure. Tomorrow I got my sore day tomorrow, so I'm sorry I won't be able to come into the studio tomorrow. But yeah, I'll be at sore day for Whitewater tomorrow. Also got more stuff. I think the first day of staying over sometime in late August, so September.
All right.
But yeah, basically my Whitewater stuff starts tomorrow with the sore day. So
yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
You bet. Michael Hernan joining us here on WRCO Radio. Final line score for Ashton, 15 runs, 15 hits, an error, and a strand, a total of, 10. Looks like no runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for playing, and they leave 4 on base. Today's ball game going 2 hours and 15 minutes in front of a sold-out crowd here at Plain, right?
Yeah, you could say that.
Good crowd on hand as
well. Yeah, it was a good crowd today.
Our engineer, Tim Feed, for Michael Hernan, I'm Phil Nee. Again, Ashton wins it 15-0 over Plain in Sunday League Home Talent Baseball. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. You've been listening to HTL Action on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Maybe I'll leave well enough alone. Maybe, just maybe, he'll wanna be my baby. But what if he's got plans of his own?
That was Shania Twain. What made you say that on Country and Community, WRCO? And thank you for listening to Hometown League Baseball. If you just tuned in and didn't hear the game, the Ashton beat Plain in Hometown League Baseball action today by a score of 15-0 in 7 innings. So, pretty good game. Pretty nice game. Pretty nice day, I should say, out today. Right now, our temperature is at 73 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge. And those winds have kind of died down. During our news at noon, we had gusts up to 17 miles per hour. Now, a lot of the gusts are around 5-6 miles per hour now. So, not quite as bad as it's been. And it sounds like it's going to be dying down for tonight anyway. So, those gusty winds, if you had anything tied down, well, maybe in a few hours you can untie whatever it is and put it back to normalcy. Just want to let you know, I had a call a couple hours ago. There was a gentleman that said that they found a bag of cement that fell off a vehicle out in Ellison Park by the Baptist Church. And somebody told him that there was one also that fell out on Highway 14 by Quick Trip out there. So those bags of cement may be there yet, not for certain. If you haven't noticed them missing, and it sounds like those might be your bags of cement, be sure to turn around and go back and pick them up, or if you're at home, go pick them up. But that's where they are if you're wondering where your two bags of cement to. So thanks for our listener for reporting that information in case anybody was needing those bags. Just wanted to let you know that tomorrow the City of Richland Center Water Utility will be flushing water mains, and that'll be going on through Friday from 12:01 a.m. continuing into the daytime hours. Flushing will be done Monday on Gage Street, south to Walmart, the south end of town, the Highway 14 East Corridor, and Pleasant Valley Drive. Tuesday flushing will be held on Union Street, south to South Street. Wednesday's flushing will include 1st Street to 12th Street, County AA North to and including the North Industrial Park, but does not include the booster station. The water mains on the entire west side of Pine River will be flushed on Thursday. Friday's water main flushing will be in the area of Allison Park. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone the time. The entire water system may experience rusty water and or reduced water pressure during the flushing week. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. Coming up next, Jody Musina with I'm All Right.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business through. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. But we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family. And tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm
Rob thinks Bud Light makes you gay. Shane thinks Rob is cute. Coach thinks college athletes are making too much bank. Kim thinks COVID was a Chinese prank. Buddy thinks everything I sing sucks, cause it don't sound like Hank. Oh baby, I think beer goes good with lake and lake. Goes good with a dock and a dock. Goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook. Goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile. And a smile goes good with a kiss. And a kiss goes good with you. And baby, you go good with me. Well, old cousin Carl thinks we need to close the border. Carlos disagrees. Son thinks trans is short for Transformers. And daughter thinks money grows on trees. Cindy thinks the government's tapping her phone. Willie thinks we ought to just all get stoned. Label thinks I'ma get canceled as soon as I put out this song. Hope I don't, but beer goes good with a lake and a lake. Goes good with a dock and a dock. Goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook. Goes good with a country song. Song goes good with a smile. And a smile goes good with a kiss. And a kiss goes good with you. And baby, you go good with me. So good with me. You're my best friend. Yeah, that's my two cents. Baby, I think beer,
cold beer
goes good with a lake and a lake.
Tim's Ford
goes good with a dock and a dock.
Big dock
goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile.
That's right.
And a smile goes good with a kiss. And a kiss goes good with you. And baby, you go good with me.
Walker Hayes, Good With Me on Country and Community. Also before that, we heard Day and Night by Jesse Larson. Very beautiful song. I know a lot of listeners enjoy that song, so I was happy to play that on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. 73 degrees still outside and mostly sunny out. We have a few clouds coming, but not much. So hopefully you got to get out and do something on this gorgeous day, I tell you. And it's pretty good that you get out because actually it looks like the most of the week is going to be pretty much nice, and looks like there's not going to be another chance of rain until Tuesday. So that's just showers possible. So I should say that at least the first part of the week is going to be pretty good. They're talking maybe Wednesday and Thursday, a chance of some thunderstorms, but we're going to get up into the 80s during that time. So when you get those warmer temperatures, they have a tendency to trigger some of those storms, but that's still a little ways off. We've been pretty fortunate as far as storms go, and who knows, maybe there won't be any in the forecast by then. Keep our fingers crossed. We've had plenty of rain so far. And just wanted to let you know how the Brewers did today. Well, unfortunately, they did not sweep the Tigers. They lost to the Tigers by a score of 10-2. It looks like the Tigers got a little bit of payback on the Brewers, especially after the game a couple days ago, where the Brewers won 10-0. But anyways, that Milwaukee, not too good today, but you know, at least they took the series, which is a good sign. And it's like I always said, as long as the team takes the series, that's pretty good, because sweeps are sometimes pretty hard to come by.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Champagne glasses, toasts and passes. Do you remember when I walked in the rain, playing those silly games? Yeah.
She rolls through three chords and a truth might give me every chance. Steel guitar, steel heart, if anything can. She only dances a cowboy song. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on.
Really want. in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect, the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
And the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge says we're down another degree, but we're down to 72 degrees right now, and winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour at 349. And be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM, as we will be bringing the old country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, then you're going to love old country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 on WRCO.com. Or you can download the Civic Media app, I should say, and take Bo on the go.
100.9 WRCO.
Chaser, when I taste your lips, sip by sip, I got a brand new buzz. It's a lot harder than the whiskey does. One shot of you and you're in my blood. Oh, and I can't get enough. Wish I could bottle it up, cause now I'm hooked on love. past it, but I moved on to your temptation, and I'd rather drown in this love.
Now that's cool. Turning 17 and daddy loosens up the curfew. Driving home at midnight, that old Buick smells like perfume. Making your own money, having coffee with your folks. Now that's cool. Knowing where you're going, embracing where you've been. Being criticized for standing strong in a battle you can't win. Living in a moment you may never see again. And let your heart break some rules. Now that's cool. Waking up with your new bride, a room beside the ocean. And 10 years later, going back to relive that emotion. She tells you what she's thinking, but never says a word. Now that's cool. Knowing where you're going, embracing where you've been. Being criticized for standing strong in a battle you can't win. Living in a moment you may never see again. Let your heart six-year-old, you're his full-time catcher. He gets a new BB gun and you'll put your eye out lecture. Your three-year-old is singing the song that she just learned. Now that's cool. Knowing where you're going, oh, embracing where you've been. Being criticized for standing strong in a battle you can't win. Your heart, break some rules. Now that's
an old way back friend called to catch up. Say, man, how you been? Said, I ain't half bad, but I'm holding it down. Man, I got more good things than I can count. Well, I got one truck that's about paid off, one fishing pole in the back, one old pair of boots that fits just right, one joke that'll make you laugh. One day at a time, I'm living the dream with a pretty girl from a one-horse town. It's a beer in my hand and a kiss on my cheek as the sun goes down. When all is said and done, you only get one life. But with a life this good, I guess you only need one. Sounds like you're doing pretty well. Said, I ain't got it figured out, but as far as I can tell, the only guarantee around here's heaven and taxes. So it's a good thing I ain't looking for no greener grasses. I got one truck that's about paid off, one fishing pole in the back, one oil pair of boots that fits just right, one joke that'll make you laugh. One day at a time, I'm living the dream with a pretty girl from a one-light town. Puts a beer in my hand and a kiss on my cheek as the sun goes down. When all is said and done, you only get one life, but with a life this good, I guess you only about paid off. One fishing pole in the back, one old pair of boots that fits just right. Man, there ain't nothing wrong with that. One day at a